The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
All right, welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. This is Reba Haas of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And this is Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, welcome listeners.
Welcome, welcome. Every Tuesday we're here at 3 o'clock. And just remind our listeners, this is a live call-in show. If you have questions for us or for our guests, give us a call. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300. I know, Reba, you're looking at me like,
Is
he going to get that number right this week or not?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, got it.
Say it again. Let's see if you can do it twice.
866-712-1300. You can also tweet us at Team Reba, or you can tweet me at Eric is my banker.
Yeah.
If you have questions, we're always happy to take those off the air as well. If you have a personal situation, sometimes, I don't know about you, Reba, I know in the lending side, I feel like a priest sometimes, you know. You
can
come into the banker confessional and you can tell us your whole story. And
I do get a lot of details, and they're not always things that are, you know, good for public consumption. So,
You got to look at a credit report sometimes. Man, oh, man. I was sitting there last week. I got a husband and a wife sitting across from me, and I run the credit, and the wife's looking at me with these pleading eyes, like, please, please, please don't tell him. And I'm looking at the credit report, and
I see
Nordstrom, I see Victoria's Secret, I see Macy's, I see, like,
so you should have said you're very well dressed.
I see
customer
perking
sitting
huge
across.
Balances, and she's mouthing to me, "Don't tell him! Don't tell him!"
She's actually mouthing.
Oh yeah,
to
yeah,
you.
Yeah. She's just absolute panic in her eyes.
Oh my
and
gosh.
So I'm looking at the thing, and I'm like, "Yeah, credit looks pretty good." And you could just see just the physical relief, you know, in this lady's eyes because she'd racked up some serious.
But didn't
credit.
He eventually see that?
Well, no. I mean.
They were just looking for the score.
Not from me. And I'm kind of right. And I'm looking at her later. I go, you got to tell them, right? You know, well, it was going to be a cash out refinance. So I'm sure ultimately that was going to pay off.
Okay. So,
So
the debt to income ratio sound like they were kind of
off
the charts.
We were okay. Yeah. But, yeah, she'd definitely been doing some shopping. No question about it.
Well, I know. I've been shopping recently.
Yeah. Well,
but.
I know you got your summer outfit.
Yeah, I
on
know
there.
you and your other team members. Funny little comment sort of outside
right
the studio
past
today.
You,
yeah, thanks. It's like I thought I was looking pretty nice today, and then it was what's that all
very
about?
Very summery. Oh no, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. So anyway,
good.
People see I have to dress because we take pictures every time we're here.
I know that's true. Yeah, you're looking at me. That's like a hint, right? Stop. Tell me to stop dressing like a bum. You know, when I come in here, it's radio.
Are you just trying to get people to the website so that they can see whether
they're
going to
want to check it out? Yeah.
Actually, they're just going to see you dress the same way every week.
Ooh, ow.
What? No, you have a whole closet full of blue plaid shirts just like that and khaki pants.
Some are light blue, some are dark blue.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It's your look. It's your banker look. Eric is my banker look.
I'm a spring.
You could start your own shop. It's the Eric is my banker.
The right colors that go along
spring
with
line.
banker attire. Yeah, that's going to be pretty exciting. It's going to be jumping off the shelves.
Well, I'm going to tell you someone who's looking dapper in the studio. Our guest.
Absolutely.
Gregory Marks.
Makes us, just puts us both to shame. I know. Yeah.
Okay, speak for yourself again, but he does look quite awesome. Yes, thank you very much. It's hard to compare a female to male style and say one is. You know, unless they're just really off.
Well, we are in Seattle.
Yeah, Gregory's always very dapper. Welcome to the studio. Thanks for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We're thrilled to have you here. So, anyway, we'll stop picking on people because especially since our topic today
is bullying.
Well, trying to make it anti-bullying.
Right.
Yes.
Right. It's the anti. Yeah.
Hashtag anti-bullying.
That's right. Which is why we have Gregory Marks with us today.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll get to him in a little bit, but we need to do our usual First segment.
Sure.
Let's get some rates,
You want a bit of an update on the rates?
Yeah. Have you been picking on rates?
Yeah. I was going to talk to David, our esteemed producer here. We need that Bruce Springsteen song, Two Steps Forward, One Step Back. Oh. Or is it One Step Forward, Two Steps Back?
I don't know, but that's kind of like a two-step in country western, though.
Yeah, there you go.
You could pick any kind of country song.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, Friday I was, we've had a few different interest rate rallies here, this, especially in the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest one we had was the Brexit rally, you know, when the United Kingdom voted to exit the European Union. That was completely unexpected. And it caused a big rally in rates. We saw mortgage rates drop, you know, a good quarter of a percent, you know, maybe 0.375%. It was significant. And so since then, the question was, is that going to stick or not? And it did. It hung in there for a couple of weeks. So Friday, we got the Turkey rally.
Rally. The country.
Yes, the country.
Okay, it took me to say like the poultry.
Not the bird. Although it turned out to be a turkey, that one did. So what happened, this was a coup attempt, what had happened Friday. And immediately the bond market started rallying, putting downward pressure on rates. When bad things happen in the world, investors will come here and buy our bonds, mm-hmm. because we're the safest place around. And but immediately when it became apparent that this coup was failing, the markets did a complete reversal, and we did see interest rates go up a little bit yesterday, about 0.125%. Okay. So now today, the market started on the negative side, although I'm just kind of looking at some live trading right now, and it looks like it's turned around meaning that we'll probably see rates stay maybe the same. They could possibly go back down just a little bit tomorrow. With all that said, we're not talking about significant changes to interest rates. Right now, the national averages, the 30-year fixed rate, is hovering right around 3.5%. You know, so still, you know, absolutely fantastic, up about 0.125% from where we were a week ago. 15-year fixed rates are hovering around 2.75%. FHA rates around 3.25 for 30-year fixed rate, and jumbo rates are a little bit higher right now, but still hovering right around 3.75%. And
all still fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. All fantastic.
I think the only thing for me that makes it feel a little better was last week when we had all those drops mm-hmm. down.
Yeah.
You guys were telling, you and several other lenders that I, you know, talked mm-hmm. to were telling me how long it was going to take for, you know, refis, lines of credit, mm-hmm. you know, all these other
right.
things and,
right.
and the impact against potential purchases mm-hmm. and the timelines to close.
Oh, sure.
Because our market's still super
right
hot.
And so when people are negotiating a contract mm-hmm. to purchase a home, a lot of the times if it's a multiple offer situation, you mm-hmm. know, one of the questions that always comes up to me is how fast can you close?
Exactly. I ask you that all the time.
Sure. And thank you for doing that, because a lot of the times we'll see a realtor just write up an offer, and maybe they'll give a 1 week or a week and a half closing or 2 week closing without even checking with the lender. Is this something mm-hmm. that's even possible?
That tells you who's new.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot right. of new people. There's a lot of big mistakes being made like that. Because
sure.
I'll tell you, I'll give an example of why that's a dangerous thing to let your agent do if you haven't talked to your lender. A past client in a transaction that I did not represent, I've worked with their family many, many times. They did something just like that. I think they may have even been working with you, but mm-hmm. they were with another agent who made a terrible, terrible rookie move and put a 2 week closing.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem was, if you can't perform, you know, it was multiple offers. They mm-hmm. won partly because they put that timeline in.
Right.
And then they couldn't perform. And your earnest money is at risk.
That's right.
If you cannot perform to
That's
the terms
right.
of your contract. And I remember this gal being so upset and getting on Facebook and blaming everyone in the world but herself and her agent for mm-hmm. having made that decision.
Right.
And, you know, they ended up losing that house
right.
that they'd fallen in love with. They lost that house and nearly lost their earnest money. And they ended up finding another home, which was fine, but it wasn't the one mm-hmm. that they wanted.
Right.
And it's just highly risky, because a lot of people writing those contracts right now are also jacking up the amount of earnest money they're putting in. It's not infrequent
to
see $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 at risk.
Right.
That's no small sum.
No, it's not. And it's something that could be solved with a quick phone call. Everybody mm-hmm. needs to work together when we're even writing an offer.
Yeah.
You need to talk with your lender and see what is realistic.
Communication is absolutely key.
Tell me how fast you can close, but make mm-hmm. sure it's realistic.
Be realistic.
We had a situation with a seller that wanted a one-day extension. It turned out we didn't need it. But this seller was so, difficult to work with. They wanted $14,000 for a one-day extension.
I'm not surprised. If you were to talk to Annie Fitzsimmons, who is the attorney for the Washington Association of Realtors,
mm-hmm.
she would tell you, if you are trying to change terms, it is not of the realm of,
no leverage.
Yeah, you have no leverage, and no one has to do anything for you. They don't have to be nice. You haven't met your legal contractual obligation.
Right.
It's a big deal. But so timing obviously is a big deal. There's a couple other things I want to make sure that we get to today, because I mentioned, with our market being so hot, we do have some articles that have come out that were talking about things. I thought this was kind of interesting. We have so many jobs coming into downtown Seattle right now that an article that came out was mentioning that 1 in 10 people in Seattle now live downtown.
Interesting.
Did you know that figure?
No. 1 in 10.
1 in 10. That's a pretty significant sum.
Yeah, that's a big change.
Yeah, and 35% of the people who are living downtown just walk to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is, I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah. So, some people are moving down here for different quality of life reasons because, there's just more and more, particularly millennials and even boomers, who are trying to move into, living mm-hmm. centers where there's lots to do. They don't have to be car dependent, things like that.
Thanks.
That's a big part of that's driving it. But the fact that there is a lot of residences coming in. The thing that's interesting, though, for me as an agent who sells property, the majority of those units that are getting filled up as downtown residences are not new for sale homes.
Oh,
it's
really?
Almost all it's rentals.
Existing. Yeah.
It's still just, there's the one property that went on market recently that they haven't even broke ground, so it's going to be 3 years before it's completed mm-hmm. for condos. And then the Luma condominium project. And there's one other one down. Oh, gosh, now I've blanked out, of course, because the bumper music's coming on. But there's not a lot available for sale. So,
Hold that thought.
Yes, we'll be back in just a few on Open House with Team Reba.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.